This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I've been hearing this phrase a lot lately, and it just really bothers me and triggers me. So you hear someone talking and they say, well, you know, it's not fard, it's just a sunnah, big deal. It is a sunnah. It is a big deal. It is the actions of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to interact, how to worship, how to do everything in this dunya. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who went through every possible type of test and trial and tribulation. He was abused by his own family members, kicked out of his own town. Everything you could possibly imagine, so that you can come today and say, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who called each and every single one of you ahibbati, my beloveds, not just my friends. He called you his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you believed in him without seeing him. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's so concerned about you on the day of judgment, he'll be running back and forth saying, ummati, ummati, you know, interceding for you and trying to make sure you're in Jannah. And then we say, it's just sunnah. Let's flip that around. Let's flip that around and say, it's just sunnah. It's a sunnah. I have to do it. It's the sunnah. It's following in his footsteps, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's honor that and take that with enthusiasm and a heart. The way he fasted, the way he prayed, the way he interacted, the way he gave, the way he forgave, everything. It's a sunnah. So always, always, always look at it that way. It's not just a sunnah. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.